From Spark and Anvil and Dance Quest, this is Phrase in Chapter 1 of the Dance Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the edge of the meadow, just as the light went soft and blue, a small round firefly named Phrase floated over the grass, counting under her breath. 5, 6, 7, 8, she whispered. On 8, her whole self glowed at once, a warm amber flash, and she swept one arm up through the dusk. Then dark, then 1, 2, 3, 4. And on 4, she dropped, low and grounded, close to the meadow floor. A younger firefly zigzagged over, blinking all wrong, flashing whenever she felt like it. "You keep saying numbers," she said. "The music doesn't have numbers." "The music is the numbers," Phrase said. "You just can't see them yet." Her loose little tunic swished as she turned. "Watch my glow. I'm not flashing whenever. I'm flashing on the counts the song keeps giving me. Move with me. Big flash on 8, drop on 4. The little one tried. She missed the 8 completely. She laughed and tried again, and landed a beat too early on the 4. "That early landing?" Freeze said, delighted. "That's not a mistake. That's your body finding the count and reaching for it. Keep listening. It'll click." She counted again, slower, softer, and the little firefly's flashes began, just barely, to line up with hers. Two warm lights blinking together over the dark grass. "See?" Phrase said. "The dance was in the timing the whole time."
Phrase had learned that the hard way, back when she was small enough to fit under a clover leaf. Her family were the meadow's rhythm tappers, generations of fireflies who flashed together in one great synchronous wave that rolled across the field. On summer nights, the whole meadow pulsed as one. But little Phrase couldn't catch it. She'd flash a half second late, always chasing, always behind, watching the waves sweep past her while she blinked alone in the dark. Her chest went tight and hot with it. "Everyone else just knows," she thought. "Something's wrong with me. I can't feel the music like they can." Her grandfather settled onto the clover beside her, an old firefly with a slow, steady glow. He didn't tell her to try harder. He just said, "You're listening with your eyes. You're watching the others and copying, always a step behind." He dimmed until she looked at him. "Close your eyes. Don't watch the flash. Listen for the pull under the song, the part that comes back and back and back." Phrase closed her eyes, and there it was, a steady heartbeat in the night sounds, the crickets and the wind, something that returned on its own even schedule, not something she had to chase, something she could count. 1, she breathed. 2, 3, 4. She opened her eyes and flashed, and for the first time, her light landed right in the middle of the wave, exactly with everyone else's. The tight behind everyone feeling let go all at once. She wasn't chasing anymore. She was inside the timing, held by it.
Phrase's workshop was full of dancers who thought they had no rhythm. A kid came in one afternoon, shoulders slumped, arms crossed. He'd been trying to learn an 8-count phrase all week and kept landing his big move in the wrong place. "I just can't feel it," he said. "Everyone else feels the music and I don't. I'm counting and it feels stupid and I still mess it up." Phrase knew that slump. She'd felt it under the clover leaf. "Count with me, out loud, no moving yet." She tapped the marker. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. He mumbled along, embarrassed. "Louder. The counting isn't the babyish part. It's the secret part." He counted louder. She counted with him until the numbers stopped feeling like math and started feeling like a song he already knew. "Now, the hit lands on 4, she said. "Don't watch your feet. Just listen for the 4 coming and let your body go when it arrives." She counted him in. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, He dropped into the move on four, right on it, clean. His head came up. I felt that one.
You didn't feel it instead of counting, Frey said, grinning. You felt it because you counted. The count showed your body where the moment was, and your body ran to meet it. She sped the marker up, again, a little faster. When counting lives inside you, you can even land a hair late on purpose, hold, then hit, and it looks like magic, but only because you know exactly where the beat really is. He danced it three more times, faster each round, laughing by the end, his shoulders nowhere near his ears anymore.
Later, when the workshop had emptied, the kid came back with one more question. Quieter now. When it finally works, he said, and I'm not counting out loud anymore, how do I still know where the beat is? It's like it just happens. Frey's thought about the cloverleaf, about the tight, hot chest, and the chasing, and her grandfather's slow, steady glow. You feel it, she said. That's the honest answer. There's this ready, leaning forward feeling right before the count comes, like the top of a breath, like the tiny hush before a jump. And your whole body knows now. You spent all those loud counting days building that feeling. Once it's in you, the numbers can go quiet and the knowing stays. She glowed soft amber once, on some beat only she could hear. Every dancer who ever moved right with the music started exactly where you are, counting out loud, feeling silly, landing early. It's not a sign you don't have rhythm. It's how rhythm gets in. The kid nodded slowly, and Frey's watched the last of the slump lift off his shoulders, the same way, long ago, hers had lifted under the clover. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Phrase. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.